Audio point 3. You are standing outside the town hall. The local board proposed to build a town hall to commemorate Queen Victoria's Jubilee in 1887, and a private company was formed to pay for it. The architect was David Walker of Liverpool. The site chosen was originally a garden on which stood the drill shed, which was used by the Neston Volunteer Rifle Corps. It had previously been the National School. The foundation stone of Neston Town Hall was laid on the 6th of September 1888, and it was completed in February 1889. Appropriately, the first function to be held here in 1889 was a ball for the Neston Rifle Volunteers. Inside the council chamber are kept the original rules of the Neston Female Friendly Society, which was founded in 1814. It was established during the Napoleonic Wars for the women left behind to help each other out in times of hardship, whilst their husbands were away fighting. The Society's motto is "Bear ye one another's burdens." It is believed to be the first friendly society for women of its kind in the country, and now is the only one left, though in 2003 the Society was forced to drop the word "friendly" due to costs charged by the Financial Services Authority. Every year on Ladies' Day, which is the first Thursday in June, there is a procession to commemorate the Society. Traditionally, the ladies carry flowers and ribbons and are led by a marching band down the High Street to a service at the parish church. Now walk further up the High Street and you will notice on the left an ancient sandstone barn. Pause the audio until you get there. This barn is known to have its origins in the 16th century, though it may well have been built over an original medieval barn. It also has some 19th century brick alterations. If you look towards its base, you will notice it is actually built on the solid rock. It is a reminder of a time when barns were located in the middle of the village or town. The villagers would have worked on their own strip of land in a shared town field, and barns such as this one would have been used to store crops or animal feed over the winter. The sandstone, like many buildings here, would have come from the local quarry. By the 1920s, this barn had quite a different use and served as a garage for a taxi service of Model T Fords. The barn is now owned by the Brewer's Arms next door, one of the oldest inns in Neston. Now continue walking up to the junction of Park Street and Liverpool Road. Here you will see the Methodist Church. The Methodist Church was built in 1908 by the architect J.H. Lambert. It replaced a corrugated iron chapel, which had been provided by a local tug owner as a non-denominational mission hall. His nephew was Matthew Webb, the first man to swim the English Channel. He spoke at the mission hall in favour of temperance in 1877. Now look over towards Park Street, to the left of the Methodist Church, and you'll see a number of 18th century houses. On the left, numbers 9 to 17 are over 200 years old, and there is a date table of 1769 on number 11. Now walk up Park Street, and on the left you will come to a large green area with flower beds. Stop here and play audio point 4.